3. Claire. A memory from London, England. March. Claire sank down on a plush chair in the library of Blossom Lane, a quaint bed and breakfast set in South Kensington. She groaned as she rubbed her sore feet.
"Why don't you let my dear Herbert drive you around tomorrow, love? He's got the day free and won't mind a bit."
Lolly, the owner of the little home they were staying in, bustled into the room with a tray full of scones and hot tea.
"That would be lovely, if it's not too much of a bother."
Claire raised her feet to rest them on an ottoman and took the offered cup of tea.
"You must have walked quite a bit today."
Lolly sat down in the opposite chair.
"Where is that dear husband of yours?"
"Out with Herbert, looking at his gardens again."
Claire smiled. Since their arrival 3 days ago, they'd discovered that Herbert loved to talk about his gardens, and Lolly loved to chat over a hot pot of tea.
"Tell me, what did you see today?"
Lolly settled back in her seat with all the appearance of genuinely caring about Claire and her day.
It was so refreshing to be here, more than Claire had imagined it would be. Their stop in London was quite long, close to 3 weeks thanks to a conference they were both speaking at, and staying at a hotel would be expensive. So when their editor, Julia, suggested a cute bed and breakfast she knew of, they jumped at the chance. A simple English breakfast and a traditional afternoon tea were always served, and it didn't take long for Claire to realize both Lolly and Herbert lived for their tea time with guests and weren't quite able to hide their disappointment if they missed it. "We followed Herbert's map today and walked to the Portobello Market in Notting Hill. It was lovely. I even found that bakery you mentioned."
Claire reached for a triangle of cucumber sandwich.
"Although I will admit, I enjoyed your strawberry vanilla muffin from yesterday over theirs."
Lolly preened at the compliment.
"The Hummingbird is a fine bakery, but you can't beat homemade."
"We found that bookshop as well," Claire continued. "I bought a few books for our shelves back home."
"Oh, you did?"
Lolly clapped her hands together.
"George is amazing, isn't he? I just knew you'd like him. What books did you buy?"
"The Alice in Wonderland series. I couldn't resist. They were my favorite growing up."
Lolly nodded approvingly, and they continued on, talking about the vendors and the street food Josh and Claire had photographed.
"So is that one more thing to mark off your bucket list, then?"
Lolly asked, just as Claire leaned over the armrest to retrieve her book. Every afternoon while having tea, Claire would pull out her notebook.